Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Thursday, January 25th. First, the Winter Road Report brought to you by Reed Middlebro, your REMAX Grey Bruce Realty agent, driving your next move with honesty, integrity, and local knowledge. There's poor visibility around the region this morning due to dense fog, while conditions on highways and county roads are reported as mostly bare and wet, with some slushy sections. Also, school bus cancellations brought to you by Bay West Nissan on the Sunset Strip, Owen Sound. All buses in Grey Bruce are canceled this morning except for Zone 7. Buses into Teeswater, Lucknow, and Ripley are running. There's a group looking to put up more posts and ropes along the dunes at Sauble Beach. The Friends of Sauble made a delegation to South Bruce Peninsula Council recently, outlining their work installing posts over the past year, as well as planning, which included meeting with members of Saugeen First Nation and applying for grants. The group is now asking Town Council to sign off on the installation of ropes and posts from 7th Street North to Sauble Falls Road. Jay Kirkland is the mayor of South Bruce Peninsula.
I think it's something staff need to report back to us on. We do have to follow a set of rules that we need to follow, so I'd rather do that and direct this to staff.
The Wyarton Community Outreach Program says it continues to grow. The volunteer group serves food and delivers meals to those in need in the community. The town recently awarded them a grant to continue their work. Tess Isles is a member of the outreach program.
They're saying that we're awesome, that we're appreciated, and that it's a much-needed service, which we didn't know until we got it up and running.
Canadian Armed Forces members will be conducting a live fire exercise in Meaford this weekend. The Department of National Defense says you may hear noise coming from the 4th Canadian Division Training Center on Saturday up until 11:30 p.m. Soldiers from the 7th Toronto Regiment, Royal Canadian Artillery, will be doing training exercises. Ontario's Health Minister Sylvia Jones says the use of emergency measures to break up convoy protests in 2022 protected some critical infrastructure. Jones was Solicitor General at the time. A judge ruled this week the federal government's use of the Emergencies Act was unreasonable and violated the charter. And Ford is recalling 93,000 Explorers across Canada. The company says a piece of trim can fly off the vehicle and create a hazard for other drivers. The recall affects 2011 to 2019 Ford Explorers. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks are headed for a flat open this morning. Futures contracts little changed in pre-market trading. After a mixed close yesterday, the Dow was down 99 points to 37,806, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ rose slightly. The TSX closed little changed at 21,025. Bitcoin up a half percentage point this morning at 39,800 US. The price of oil rallying more than 1% to nearly 76 per barrel, while gold is down slightly at just over 2,000 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar is at 74.03 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Broadhead. This is the Bodog Morning Sports. Auston Matthews scored the OT winner on a 1-0 victory over the Jets, and Ilya Samsonov got the shutout and a standing O when he stopped the Jets on a 2-on-0. In other action, Buffalo won and Vancouver lost in overtime. Top prospects game last night, OHLers who had big games. Goalies Carter George of Owen Sound and Ryerson Leanders of Mississauga each allowed one goal. Scoring goals were Windsor's Liam Greentree and Oshawa's Ben Danford. PWHL Justin Trudeau was in attendance as Boston beat Ottawa, and Montreal's in first place after defeating Minnesota. And the Chargers hired Jim Harbaugh as their head coach. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound Attack go for their fourth straight win tonight when they play a road game against the Barrie Colts. Game time is 7 p.m. You can hear it live on Key of Owen Sound, Terry's Trailer Service, Bear Radio. And the second round of the Grey Bruce Major Curling League playoffs was last night in Paisley. You can find those scores as well as Owen Sound Puffer League results posted today on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. That's RE/MAX, your unfair advantage when buying and selling real estate. The weather's up next. Mostly cloudy today with a chance of some drizzle. Fog advisory for the region. Some dense stuff this morning. A high of 4. Tonight, cloudy. Chance of some drizzle through the evening. Rainy and foggy overnight. Steady near 3. And tomorrow, rain ending in the afternoon. Then mostly cloudy. A high of 4.